Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Links and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And at the moment, we have two big topics that we've been discussing for a little while. The one is obviously the government of national unity in South Africa and whether or not it stays together. We did talk about it last week after the National Assembly vote for the fiscal framework. So I don't really want to go into that in any detail today. We're still assuming that the GNU holds, although we think that within the balance of power, the ANC has gained power within the GNU, and obviously the DA has lost power. We're not expecting that the GNU necessarily falls apart, although obviously that remains a risk. So I think we'll pick up that topic next week and see whether there's been any additional developments. We do know that the ANC is discussing the coalition or the outlook for the coalition today or tomorrow. And I guess we'll find out a little bit more as the week progresses. The other key topic is obviously the reciprocal tariffs introduced by the Trump administration and the fallout in financial markets and the potential economic consequence of that. And I think that's what we need to focus on. We've done some additional work on what we think it means in terms of growth, inflation, interest rates, all of that. So I think it'd be useful to take some time just to recap some of the topics around the tariffs and just outline what we think that means in terms of the macroeconomic variables. So it's obviously been a few days since President Trump introduced the reciprocal tariffs and caused chaos in financial markets. And we've had some time to digest what it means for U.S. economic growth, U.S. inflation, and some of the other general key macroeconomic developments. So at this stage, the 10% tariffs, they've gone ahead. They were introduced on Saturday. So all the countries that were hit with a 10% tariff, that's in place. The countries that have higher tariffs, I think there are about 60 countries, those tariffs will go ahead on the 9th of April, which is Wednesday. There are about, from what we understand, about 50 countries that have opened up negotiations with the US to see if they can't mitigate some of those tariffs effect. Up until now, I haven't seen the outcome of any of those negotiations, but it's entirely feasible that there is some lessening of the tariff effect as negotiations are entered into and some sort of agreement is reached. And obviously that matters. We need to stay up to date with what those agreements are and how much of a reduction are we seeing. It's unlikely that you'll see anything increase beyond where we've got tariffs now, unless a particular country retaliates. And we've seen that, retaliation from China, where they imposed 34% tariff on U.S. goods, which is the same amount the U.S. imposed on them. And so it is effectively a equivalent response. China has introduced other restrictions as well. So I think most people would conclude that the response from China is more aggressive than what was anticipated. But clearly, they're not willing to tolerate the Trump administration simply restricting their goods with no response whatsoever. It is also feasible that the European Union will also retaliate. I think they'll first enter into some form of negotiation, but if they can't make headway with the negotiation, then I would expect that they'll implement some sort of retaliation in terms of higher tariffs. And obviously that matters hugely for the trade with the United States. So we need to see what unfolds now in terms of various negotiations. As things stand, this is going to have a negative effect on US GDP growth, and it's also going to push inflation higher. And so you're going to see the emergence of stagflation within the US economy, and I would argue that you're already starting to see that. So from my estimates, you're going to push up the US average tariff from just below 3% last year, the average tariff on imported goods from just below 3% to just over 20%. That's a massive increase for any country to go through, and there's obviously huge implications of that. The United States would now have one of the highest tariffs in the world, if not the highest. And so you would hope that there's some mitigation of these tariff levels. Otherwise, it quite frankly will be a ridiculously high level of tariffs that the US tries to impose on other countries. In terms of GDP growth, we've marked down GDP growth by 1.4% this year as a direct consequence of the tariffs. Prior to the tariffs being introduced, we were expecting that the US economy would grow by around about 2.3%, so now you would have a growth rate that is just below 1%. It doesn't mean that you automatically go into recession, but certainly the probability of a recession occurring has gone up quite substantially, and I would anticipate that if I look at the GDP outcome for the fourth quarter this year, I suspect it will be lower than where it was in the fourth quarter last year. So by the end of the year, when we look at GDP measured year on year, I do think it will be a negative number. And so it's going to be viewed as some form of recession. At the same time, inflation is going to move higher. We had previously expected core inflation in the US to end this year slightly below 2.5%. We've now got it slightly above 4% at 4.1%. That's a massive difference in the inflation outcome. And obviously that's going to hurt confidence. Already we can see that confidence levels have come off quite a lot, particularly at a household level. And that will tend to impact the willingness to undertake consumer spending, also the willingness to undertake or to borrow additional credit. The other implication is that it will tend to push the unemployment rate higher. The unemployment rate in the US sits at just over 4%. My expectation is that by the end of this year, the unemployment rate will be approaching 5%. So this is a meaningful deterioration in the macroeconomic variables within the US economy. And so it's really going to be a significant amount of pain inflicted on the US. And you can see the effect of that already in the equity market. The equity market is already anticipating this type of economic outcome and is trying to reprice equities to take account of that. There are some safe haven assets, particularly gold has proved to be reasonably safe. Equally, US government bonds have attracted some inflows and have actually benefited from the introduction of the tariffs. But globally, if you look at equity markets around the world, they're all under substantial pressure because the expectation is that this is going to cause a global economic slowdown as well as add to some price pressure in various economies. It's difficult to find any upside to what Trump is doing. Yes, there will be some manufacturers that benefit directly as a response, simply because more orders will be placed with them rather than import goods. But I think that is going to be in the minority. I'm not expecting to see companies bring their production back to the United States or establish significant manufacturing capacity. Part of the reason for that is that you're going to struggle to rely on these tariffs. The level of confidence in President Trump's policy agenda is incredibly low. And so while there might be a business case for a manufacturer to be established, if there were to be a persistent 20 or 25% tariff, you can't be sure that that tariff is actually going to remain in place for anything more than a few weeks or months or even a couple of years is not enough. You need to know that those tariffs are going to be in place for a decade, and you can't be sure about that. And so I think business will be reluctant to make investment decisions on the back of these tariff measures because they can, as easily as they were introduced, they can be removed. In terms of the response from other countries, I think you'll see more and more countries trying to establish stronger trade relationships with other jurisdictions other than the US. And I would imagine that you're going to see the announcements of various trade deals that strengthen global trade that specifically excludes the United States. So unfortunately for the US, I think this is going to increase their level of isolation. It's going to make people hesitant to invest in the US, and it's going to make their financial markets somewhat vulnerable. Obviously, later this year, there's always the chance that the Trump administration will look to reduce taxes. That would be one way to mitigate the negative effect of these tariffs. Because remember, the tariffs, what they're doing is transferring money away from the household sector to the government sector. If you then reduce the tax level, effectively you transferring money back. And so there will be a lot of pressure from the Trump administration on Congress to pass various tax changes to try and mitigate the damage that the tariff increases are causing. I think that will take time to get done, and it's unclear at this stage how much of a tax reduction the US is likely to be able to administer. So I think we're going to have to wait and see how that develops. There's also a significant decline in President Trump's approval rating, particularly in the last couple of weeks as the tariffs have been implemented. And I suspect that will intensify as inflation becomes more of a problem. There's also people within the Republican Party who are pushing back against the types of things that the Trump administration is implementing. And you may find that that grows in terms of its voice, and it may be able to change laws within Congress to limit the power that the president is exercising with regards to international trade. So this remains a fluid situation. We've got to see how things develop over the coming weeks. I think in a week's time, we'll know more in terms of the negotiations and whether or not there's been any moderation in terms of the level of tariffs that have currently been imposed. When it comes to South Africa, the 30% tariff on South Africa is obviously extreme. It in no way represents South Africa's tariffs that we impose on the US. If I look at our average level of tariffs, that sits at just over 7%. If I look at our trade-weighted average, that sits at just below 6%. So it's hard to argue that South Africa has an especially high level of tariffs. Yes, there are some items where the tariff level is fairly high overall, but if you take the total basket of imports, then I think our tariff level is acceptable within an international context, and right now would be considerably lower than where the US has ended up. It obviously will cause some damage to South Africa. I think the good news is there are a range of items that the Trump administration has specifically excluded from the reciprocal tariffs. Some of those include minerals and metals, including the platinum group metals, and that represents a significant portion of the items South Africa exports to the US. So I think we will have a negative effect, but maybe not as extreme as it could be. And the question for us is going to be, are we able to divert some of our exports away from the US into other jurisdictions? And hopefully there's a much bigger focus on trying to do that. I don't think there would be any merit in us trying to respond in terms of retaliation by introducing higher tariffs. I think that would simply elicit an even more aggressive response from the Trump administration. Perhaps we should be entering into negotiations with the US to see if we can't mitigate some of the tariffs and reach a more amicable relationship. I think that is something worthwhile pursuing, but ultimately we need to redouble our efforts to diversify export base and also focus on how we can generate economic growth domestically. There are many areas within the South African economy that require urgent development, and I think if we can get some of those areas performing better, then we'd be able to lift our growth rate meaningfully, even though we've got some restrictions in terms of our ability to export successfully to the US. Hope that makes some sense, and we'll update as we go along in terms of key developments. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.